This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد إخوتي في الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة كل ضلالة في النار إخوتي في الله وأخواتي في الله The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم And I want to start with this hadith And I really want to make my talk very concise Very short to the point So we can all go home or be in next session Knowing that you've been here for 3 days And this is the final talk And I want to just mention this statement or this hadith or this lecture in a very short form so we can get on with our lives after that. And nothing better than the message, the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, سَيَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ سُنُونٌ خَدَّاعٌ He said there would be a time it would come and the people would face this time And during this time, there will be years that are very tricky. قَالَ يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ He said, the liar would be considered truthful. وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ And the صَادِق and the truthful person would consider to be a liar. قَالَ وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ And the most corrupted person, the most conniving person, the most dishonest individual will be treated as an honest individual. قَالَ وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْمُؤْتَمَنُ And the trustworthy person will consider to be dishonest and worthy of trust And people will not pay attention to that person. قَالَ وَيَنْطِقُ فِيهَا الرُّوَيْبِطَ And a الرُّوَيْبِطَ would speak and he would address the people. And the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah, they did not know the understanding of a الرُّوَيْبِطَ. What is الرُّوَيْبِطَ? Asked the Sahaba. قَالَ الرَّجُلُ التَّافِهِ He say a nasty person, low class individual, man who has no status, no respect, no knowledge, no wisdom, he would speak concerning the affairs of the ummah. قال التافه يتكلم في أمر العامة. He say a tafih. And a tafih, يعني وقف بلا معنى. He would speak on behalf of the ummah. And this is what I want to address. And this is the core of our problem, especially the younger generation. This is the problem because a lot of the young people, they do not want to seek ilm and learn the deen based on the channel that was known to the people before us. They don't want to learn ilm like our forefathers. They don't want to sit with the scholars for years and years and years until the teacher says to them, now you can go and teach. Rather, what they want to do is go to the YouTube or go to Google and search the information that they want and read one or two fatwa and compare this to fatawi, come back with own conclusion, applied in their life, and consider themselves well educated in Islamic affairs. That is the problem that we have in the West. That is the issue. Every single person is a scholar. And look how the Messenger of Allah stated this hadith. قَالَ سَيَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ سُنُونٌ خَدَّاعَ. He said, tricky years would be facing people. Very tricky. They don't know who to trust. They don't know who to learn from. They don't know who to listen to. And then the people of ilm will consider and trustworthy. And someone from a TV or from a YouTube star would be the ultimate scholar of the time. Rather, he is a ruwaybita. He's a silly person. He's a person who just taught himself a book or two. Now, the question that we need to ask ourselves is, how come when it comes to anything else, we refer it back to the people who specialize in that area? If I wear the mechanic outfit and I bring a wrench or two and I come to your vehicle knowing that I have no idea how to operate a machine or vehicles, and I start, you know, popping the hood of your car and I start, you know, changing things, removing things, you will never allow me to touch your vehicle. And this is just a car. You will never trust me with your smartphone, knowing that I have no idea how to run it. But when it comes to the deen, everybody unconditionally is a scholar, can talk about Islam, can deal with the issue of Islam, can analyze the fatawa of the scholars, can pick and choose what they want to hear, what they want to learn, which fatwa is correct. A sister wants to travel without a mahram, she goes to Mr. Google, rahimahullah, and then she, you know, print all this fatawa, and she can travel. As simple as that. A brother wants to take back his wife after he divorced her 3-4 times, and mashallah, Sheikh Google is available, and there you go. Everything is now is based on what I see or what I think when it comes to Islam, but everything else is not, and it's not my fear. But we fail to understand. We fail to understand that this deen is more important than a vehicle, than a smartphone, than anything else that you will consider anybody who gets into it as mutatafil, as a person who is doing something that he should not be doing. Now, what I want to talk about is, who are the true scholars? And what can we learn? How should we learn? And what should we do? See, the first thing that you must understand, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored ilm and the people of ilm. And they not ruwaybita. I know for a fact, people who went to the YouTube or to a lecture and they took few notes and they come to the podium and they address thousands and hundreds of people, assuming that, mashallah, I'm a scholar. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never called the scholars and the people of ilm ruwaybita, or people of indecency. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He linked Himself to the people of ilm when He said, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ. He said, indeed Allah is witness. Witness of what the people do. Witness what the mushrikeen of the Arab were doing. And then he said, and the malaika are also witness. And then he said, and the people of ilm are also witness. He did not say a common person who goes to, you know, a simple search engine and then come out with his own conclusion. No. A scholar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the people. And he said, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Ask, O Muhammad, ask them the question, do the people of knowledge are equal to those who do not have the knowledge? Are they equal in the sight of Allah? No. Are they equal in the sight of the scholars? No. But we have mutatafilin in the field, and we have people who are, I'm sorry to say this, they are idiots. They do not know the danger that they're standing on. Subhanallah. Imam Malik, people came from distance and they travel for months and months and months so they can ask him questions. And when they asked the first question, he said, La adri, I don't know the answer. And then they asked the second question and he said, La adri, I don't know the answer. And they asked 60 questions and each one of the questions would say, La adri. To the point that the questioner, the man who had the list of the questions, he said, ضَرَبْنَا لَكَ أَكْبَادَ الْإِبِلِ. He said, we tired our camels, so we can ask you a question, and now you're sitting here telling me, لَا تَدْرِي, you don't know? And Imam Malik said to the person, go back to the people who sent you with these questions, and tell them, that Imam Malik said, La adri, I don't know. I don't know. Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, a man came to his tent, and he came and he asked him a question. And Ibn Umar said, I don't know, La adri. And the man left, and Ibn Umar, he hit his thighs, and he smiled, and he said, Qala Ibn Umar, La adri. Ibn Umar said, I don't know. For him, that was a compliment. For him, that was excellent. Because now, including a lot of people who stand in front of you, they don't say, I don't know. When was the last time you hear someone was saying to you, I don't know the answer to your question? We always have something to say and to respond. And that shows we're not students of knowledge. We're not even scholars. We're not even there yet, though we study 6, 7, 8 years in Islamic universities, but we're not. Because the true scholars, they will say, I don't know if they have any doubts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the people of ilm, elevating in their status. And he said, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. He said, Allah would elevate those of you who believe in Him and those of you who are giving the knowledge, we're giving the ilm. Now, ikhwati fillah, I want to tell you what the ulama said. I want to read to you what the ulama said concerning the people who speak without ilm. Yaqul Ibn Taymiyyah, listen to Ibn Taymiyyah. يقول لا يحل لأحد أن يتكلم بلا علم ولا يعين من يتكلم بالدين بلا علم. He said there is no one has the right to speak about Islam without knowledge. And no one is talking about the people of authority and knowledge and authority and government. And he said no one should hire someone without علم to address the congregation of the Muslims. We're not allowed to do this. They're not allowed to do this. لذلك يا إخوتي في الله, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن أخوف ما أخاف عليكم الأئمة المضلون. He said, what I fear most concern your deen, and this is في مسند أحمد, he said, what I'm concerned about you, what I'm concerned for you, I'm sorry, and I'm scared for you, is for you to have a'imma mudillun. You have imams that would lead you astray. You had imams that would give you fatawi, that without knowledge base. Or fatawi that would give you They will give you fatawa based on your desire, not the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu, I'm sorry, in the Hajjatul Wada' wal hadith fi Musnad Ahmad wal Bayhaqi, in Hajjatul Wada', the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the sahaba, khudhu min hadha al-ilm, take from this ilm qabla an yuqbab aw yurfa', before the ilm is taken away or before the ilm is being removed and lifted. فَقَالَ أَعْرَابِي وَكَيْفَ رَفْعُهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, how could the ilm be lifted? How could be knowledge been taken away? قَالَ وَيْحَكْ يَذْهَبُ الْعِلْمُ بِذِهَابَ الْحَمَلَةِ, he said, ilm will be removed, will be taken away by losing the scholars of knowledge. And لذلك, thus the messenger of Allah said in Sahih al-Bukhari, in many different collections of a hadith, يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله لا يقبض العلم انتزاعا ينتزعه من العباد. He said, Allah will not take علم by snatching from the servant. In one narration, he said, from صدور الرجال, صحيح مسلم. In صحيح البخاري, he said, من الرجال, أو من الناس, from the people. ولكن, however, Allah removes the علم by قبض العلماء, by taking the scholars. قال حتى, until لا يبقي عالما, there is not a single scholar that will remain behind. قال فاتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا, and the people would appoint ignorant scholars, they would appoint ignorant individuals, and those people, قال فسئلوا, they would be asked, فضلوا وأضلوا, and they would lead people astray, and they would lead themselves astray. Subhanallah, ya ikhwati fillah, we have one of the so-called brothers who wants to do, he wants to be a student of knowledge, but he's not seeking ilm based the channels of students of knowledge. He wants to be, you know, on the podium, he wants to speak, he wants to record, he wants to have videos, he wants to be like, you know, as we say, YouTube star. And he gives fatawi left and right. And someone came to him, فَقَالَ أَوْ شَيْخ, because everybody now, if you want to be sheikh, what do you need? You need a little kufi and a white thobe. And you are the mufti of the century. And if you have beard, alhamdulillah, and the beard is longer the beard, in the minds of people, more ilm you have. So the man came to him and he said, I want to buy house through mortgage. I want to buy house through the bank system. What should I do? So the man, he grabbed his beer as though, mashallah, you know, ilm wakasogura yagarka, mashallah. He grabbed his beer and he said, how long you been here? And the guy said, well, I've been here for 10 years. And he said, do you have children? And he said, I have 2 kids, mashallah. He said, well, it's halal for you to get a house. It's halal for you. But get big house, so when you have more children, you can have more rooms. And I said to him, did you know what you just did? Do you know? You just made riba halal. You made the only sin that Allah said to the committers of that sin. He said, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ, he said, now get ready for a war that is between you, Allah, and His Messenger. Get ready for a war. Ibn Abbas, he said, the ayah means on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will give you a sword and the messenger of Allah, and Allah would be on one side and Allah would say, come and fight Allah and His messenger. And who can fight Allah, ya ikhwati fillah? But that person in his mind is giving fatawi. You don't know how many people that did haram thing because they assume this is okay. This is, you know, it's easy to give fatwa. I heard Sheikh so-and-so gave a fatwa. So this is, ya ikhwati fillah, the dangers of the ulama. Now how do you know who is a scholar so you can learn from? How do you know that? First, al-khashya. The quality of a scholar, that he has a khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has a khashya. But before you write this, there are four types of ulama. First, alim is known, alim amma, scholar of the general masses. And this scholar is a scholar of people, when they ask, they give them or he gives them what they want. Second, is a scholar of dawla, the man of the government, and we know how they behave. Third, alim of ummah, and the alim of ummah, again, he deals with the desire of the people. And fourth is alim of millah, the scholar of millah. And this is the one that we're asking and we're talking about, a person who have the fear of Allah, alim in khashya. يقول ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه, he used to say, كفى بخشية الله علما. He said the khashya, the fear of Allah, should be enough as ilm. If you have the fear of Allah, is enough. Have you ever seen, sisters, brothers and sisters, have you seen someone who claims that he graduated from university, from Islamic university, or he sat under scholars, and then, you know, he's giving a, you know, what I say, you know, a whack fatawi left and right, fatawi that, you know something is wrong with, and when you tell him, ya akhi, fear Allah, he gives you a statement, and he chooses the worst of all? That is a person who has no khashya. That is not an alim. But the scholar, that the person that tells you what is authentic and saves you from Jahannam, that is a scholar of a khashya. That's a person who have khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول إمام النخعي رحمه الله, كان الرجل إذا أراد أن يأخذ عن رجل. He say, if a man wants to learn from someone, he wants to learn ilm from someone, قال النظر في صلاتي, he will look into his salah, وفي حاله, and his behavior, وفي سمتي, and how he acts when he's silent, قال ثم يأخذ عنه, and only then he will learn from that person. Second, ya ikhwati fi Allah, the second quality of an alim, that this, him, he, the scholar himself, learned the ilm from another scholar. He is not a sheikh of a student of YouTube. He's not a student of Facebook. He's not a student of Google. He is a student of true scholars. He learned this deen from ulama. And by the way, I was telling some of the students, when you learn things like I did, I learned from, I taught myself. And then I went to the internet and I searched. And I read the books by myself. And I remember teaching students what I learned and what I taught myself. And I remember teaching, and I was telling one of my friends, Sheikh Muhammad, and I said, subhanallah, I remember memorizing the science of hadith. يعني عن ظهر القلب وحفظ. And then I used to teach the students, but when I went to the Islamic University, I was in my views, I had more inside information about the subject than the teacher himself. And then the first test, it was out of 20, he gave me 19, and I still remember the sheikh. He gave me 19 out of 20. Do you know what I did? Because I did not learn from alim, I learned from book, I learned from the internet. You know what I did? I took my paper and said, what is this, sheikh? What is this? You gave me 19 out of 20? And he said, you made a mistake. I threw the paper, I got up, I left the class. No adab, no manners, because I taught myself. And I was like this, untouchable. The sheikh speaks about tafsir, I already know tafsir. He talks about usul al-fiqh. I already taught usul al-fiqh. He talks about hadith. I finished 40 hadith in Riyad al-Saliheen. You know, so I think he cannot teach me anything. Until one day, I came to a sheikh. I hated that sheikh for the longest time. When I see him and he's coming, I will go this way. If he's coming this way, I will go that way. And this sheikh, his name, may Allah protect him. He did me a favor and his name is Hussein Shuaf. He's the founder of called the Open American Islamic University in Virginia. And the sheikh, I came to his office and I just came from a sheikh. And the name of the sheikh was Sheikh Ja'far Idris, for those of you who know. These professors, they taught Islamic University of Imam Muhammad bin Saud in Riyadh. And they were my sheikh at that time for 5 years. And I came from a sheikh, Ja'far Idris, and I just came and I stood behind him and he was moving something from his office and he was carrying books. And you can imagine, I'm standing behind him and I have my hands in my pockets like this. I asked him a question and I said, Ja'far Idris said such and such. To me, I did not say anything wrong. The sheikh, he was carrying books, he's standing, and he did not put his books down like this, but he dropped the books. And he made big sound that made me stand straight. I took my hands out of my pocket, and slowly, like one of those, you know, horror movie, he turned. The only thing that was missing was the background music. He turned slowly and he said, "What did you say?" I said, I came from Sheikh Ja'far. I came from Ja'far Idris. I didn't say Sheikh, from Ja'far Idris. And he said this. And he came closer to me, face to face, that almost his nose touched my nose. And he said, who do you think Ja'far Idris is? One of your boys? Do you think تلعب كورة معاهم? And for almost 15 minutes, he was yelling on my face like one of those soldiers in the military, you know, camps. And he was screaming and yelling to the point that all I did was turn and walk away from his office. What did I do? And what did he do? My mistake was I did not say Sheikh al-Diktor, Fadilat al-Diktor, Sheikh Ja'far Idris. I just said his name, Ja'far Idris. And that's what, you know, ticked him off. And he said, how could you speak about Sheikh, your Sheikh, like this? How could you? And from that day, wallahi, from that day, to, you know, following 6 years I was in the university, not a single day that I said to a sheikh or I called sheikh by his name, I would say, Fadilati Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Fawzan, Fadilati Sheikh Yusuf al-Shubaili, Fadilati Sheikh Rashid al-Adwani, Fadilati Sheikh. And to the point that Abdul Aziz al-Fawzan, I used to come every time and kiss his forehead before I ask him question. Why? Because Hussein Shuaib, he taught me etiquette, taught me adab. Now, when you guys learn from the internet, instead of sitting with the sheikh and learning from the sheikh, no matter how much knowledge you gain, you will never learn the true ilm. So the alim that you're going to learn, he has to have ulama. He must have scholars that he sat with and he learned from. لذلك يا إخوتي في الله يقول الشافعي إمام الشافعي he said من تفقه من بطون الكتب ضيع الأحكام. He said whoever learns from books, who learns from books, he lost the أحكام of the Sharia. He doesn't know the أحكام of the deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول وما يعقلها إلا العالمون. No one would understand except the people of reflection. The third thing, ya ikhwati fillah, I'm sorry, that يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and I want you to understand this in Sunan al-Darimi, والحديث صححه الألباني رحمه الله, and I want you to understand this and listen to the hadith. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, Aba Umama said, the messenger of Allah said to us صلى الله عليه وسلم, خذوا العلم قبل أن يذهب. He said, turn, take this ilm before you lose it. قال, one of the Sahaba said, وكيف يذهب العلم يا نبي الله وفينا كتاب الله. He said, how can we lose this knowledge while we still have the Quran? We have the book of Allah. قال فغضب صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا يغضبه إلا الله. He said, he got very angry and he only gets angry concerning things that concerns Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم قال, and he said to the man, ثكلتك أمك أمهاتكم, he said, may your mothers lose you all. ألم تكن التوراة والإنجيل, he said, don't you say the Torah and the Injil in Bani Israel still in the hands of Bani Israel, and he did not help them at all? They had it, and then they changed it. It didn't help them. It did not help them. He said, when you lose ilm is when you lose the ulama of the ummah. The third thing, akhawat, my brothers and sisters, that you should learn. You learn this deen, which is very important. You learn from without following easy fatawas. This is the third condition. Learn ilm. قال ألا يكون من أصحاب تتبع الرخص or يتبع الرخص. You should not be the person that you're learning, a man who always finds easy way out. For example, in Canada, there was this lady by the name, I don't know, Amina, la amanah Allah. You know, her name was Amina. She's an African-American lady. And this lady, she came to Canada, to city of Toronto, and she wants to give a khutbah for in a masjid. So nobody would entertain her request. So she gathered people, Muslim, non-Muslim, munafiq. There's this guy, his name, Tariq Fatah. If this man is not a munafiq, an enemy of Allah, I don't know who a munafiq is. And he has a group called Muslim Canadian Congress. So they arrange everything for them. I don't call them Muslim, I call them Munafiq Canadian Congress. What they did, they arranged people for this lady. So this lady came, and she gave khutbah al-jum'ah. Allahu Akbar. Kawarama. She gave, and the muaddin was a female. Egyptian lady with no hijab. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Qatalaha Allah. She is a muaddina, and she is a imam, khatib. And then, there was some idiots, I don't call them men, who were sitting there, said, beautiful khutbah, mashallah. And I'm saying, I don't know who whether you like the khutbah or you like the lady, but one of the two. At least he was there. And then when she gave khutbah, you have this so-called da'is giving a fatwa, saying, you know, there's nothing in Sharia saying that she can't give khutbah. There's nothing in the book. We have, and then they went way to this lady, I think was her name of Fatima, or Zainab, I'm sorry, Fatima or Zainab, and it was year 222, 266 Hijri, and she was a Shia, and she led the army against Ahl Sunnah, her and her husband. And early part of the day, her husband was killed. And when her husband was killed, she became in charge. And then when they took over the city, she became the khatib, and she said, I want to give khutbah. And now these people, they bring that part of the Islamic, so-called Islamic history, and they said, in Islamic history, we have a lady who gave khutbah once before. Therefore, it's okay if she gives. Do not call her names. If you sit with someone like this, فر من ذاك الرجل فرارك من الأسد كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه فر من المجذوب فرارك من الأسد. Run away from that person as you may run away from a lion. The other thing, the other fatawa that we have in Canada, there's this guy, He's an Egyptian guy. I don't want to call his name. Well, he doesn't care about this. His name was Hatim Zaghloul. And he lived in the city of Calgary. And this man, you know, and I'm mentioning his name because the people can be aware of these people. And I don't like calling people out, but really it's sad. This man believes that Al-Mahdi is coming from Washington, D.C. Al-Mahdi is coming. I still have I recorded his talk. He's coming from Washington, D.C. And I said, how's that going to be? He said, and that time was the time of Bush. And he said, La'anahu Allah. And he said, Oh, Hadahu Allah. And he said, you know, this is what is going to happen. He's serious. He said, this is what is going to happen. The president of the United States, he's going to attack Mecca and Medina. And he's going to tell the head, the Minister of Defense, to send missiles to Mecca and Medina. And then when he gives the order would be, that said, nothing happened. And the man, the king, the president would say, what happened? And then to his surprise, the Ministry of Defense would say to the President of the United States, don't you know my wife is Iraqi and I became a Muslim and I cannot destroy the Kaaba? And then the man will be, his story would be known. And then the Mahdi will come from Washington, D.C. And then the Mahdi will be in prison. And he has his students, he has people who listen to him. And the people are like, oh. And he said, and Dajjal is no actual Dajjal. Dajjal is the internet. Internet is Dajjal. And the people say, wallah, it makes sense that it is everywhere. It's in every house. It travels fast. Like the Messenger of Allah said about Dajjal. You know, Dajjal, that is, and this, you know what this guy said? We were having issues at that time. And the issue was, in Canada, should we accept same-sex marriage? Should we accept a man to marry another man? Or women to marry another woman? And this man, he said, guess what? It's allowed for us to marry same-sex. Same gender. A woman can marry a woman, another woman, and a man can marry another man. And I said, Fataha Allahu alayk, where is the evidence? He said, in the Quran. I said, Allah said a man can marry in the Quran. He said, absolutely. And I said, where is it? He said, in the Quran, Allah said, وَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ. He said, marry your single male and female. So Allah said, you should marry them. See, that person, he's corrupted. And he went to Al-Qurtubi, I think it was Al-Qurtubi, Tafsir, and he showed me, and he said, as a matter of fact, in the Tafsir Al-Qurtubi. And the Tafsir says, and some of the corrupted people say, a man can marry a man. So the Imam of the Mufassir, he's saying, some corrupted people saying this, and this man, he's quoting in the TV, saying, in the Tafsir of our Quran, we have such thing can happen in Islam. So, you know, these kind of people, they do have followers, by the way. I know some of you saying, well, I can never study under this, but they have followers. At the same time, how many times that you find people who say music is halal? You can listen to music. Or hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith in da'if, hadith in mu'allaq. Hadith, and they give you all the ill of the hadith, knowing that the hadith in Bukhari and the tafsir of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when in the ayah, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِ اللَّهَ وَالْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and some people, they purchase lahu, which is a ghina, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, by Allah is the ghina, by Allah is the music and singing, by Allah, and they say, no, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud did not know. And they take the fatawi of the ulama, or so-called, they give it, they tabi al-rukhas al-ulama. Yaqul Imam al-Thawri. Now listen to what Imam al-Thawri rahimahullah said. He said, and this is what Imam al-Thawri concerning, you know, making deen difficult, because deen is not difficult. Qala innama al-ilmu indana al-rukhsa min thiqqa fa amma al-tashaddud fa yuhsinuhu kullu ahad. He said, التخف يعني ترخيص make deen simple and easy. It comes from the true scholars. It comes from the true ulama, not from the YouTube, not from Google, not from anyone else. The other point that the sisters and the brothers should be aware of when it comes to learning this deen from the true ulama, ya ikhwati fillah, and that the person an yakuna lahu ba'an tawil fi talaqqi al-'ilm, the man should be extensively knowledgeable. He has to be a scholar. And I know we may not find those scholars all the time available for us, but you should find someone who can tell you. And we went to, I don't know if you know this man who has a website called Islam Q&A. And this is his name, Muhammad Salih al-Munajjid. We went to him, we were young. We went to him, and because his masjid was right next to my house, very close to my house, so we used to go and sit with the sheikh. And we said, "Sheikh, I want to be students of knowledge. What should we do?" He said, be careful for you to say, "I want to be," or "I am students of knowledge." He said, to be students of knowledge, you need this. For you to have the title, students of knowledge, he said, you need this. You need to memorize the Quran, one. You need to memorize Sahih al-Bukhari, two. You need to memorize Sahih Muslim, three. You need to memorize the four Sunan, Sunan Ibn Dawood, Sunan Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi, Sunan Ibn Majah, Sunan Nasa'i. When you memorize them all, and you perfect the Arabic language before that, only then we can say he is a student of knowledge. إِنَّكَ لَمِدْ بَأَرْبَعَ فَوْلِينَ حَدِيثٍ صَحَفِضَيَّ. And he gives fatawi left and right. We memorize only fatawi 40 hadith, and then we think we are the muftis of our time. These are some of the things, ya ikhwati fillah. As a student of knowledge, you must learn from a person who has these qualities. If the person does not have these qualities, then the person is not. The fifth point, ya ikhwati fillah, that you learn, أن يتلقى العلم ممن يقدر العلماء ويحترم. This is extremely the core of my talk. That you must learn this deen from someone who respects the scholar. If this person, he's belittling the status of the scholar, and he's calling the ulama, or the ulama of, you know, menses, and, you know, women, issues of women, and, you know, ulama of basic things, and they don't respect the scholars, and they call Albani, you know, names, and they call the current ulama, letting alone killing them, letting alone in killing the scholar, you should never, ever sit with such a person. If the person is bad-mouthing the scholars, and he's talking about the scholars, then you should never, ever sit with them. You should not learn from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kafi misnadi Ahmad yaqul laysa minna man lam yuwajjih kabiran. He say, is not one of us the person who does not respect our elders, ويرحم صغيرنا, and he has mercy towards our little ones, ويعرف لعالمنا حقا, and he knows the right of our scholar. Three things. You must learn from a person that has these three qualities, the Messenger of Allah. Respect the elders, have mercy for the younger ones, and he respects those scholars, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this. I have a lot of stories to tell you about the people who really consider themselves as students of ilm, and they learn deen, but in reality, those are not the people that you should be learning from at all, ya ikhwati fillah. What I would consider, ya ikhwati fillah, in conclusion, and I would like to close this, I want to conclude with the statement of Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah. And Hassan al-Basri used to say, Inna had wal hadith fi wal athar fi sahih Muslim. You can find sahih Muslim. He used to say, Inna had al ilmu deen. He said, this religious knowledge is deen, it's by itself. This knowledge that you have is deen by itself. قَالَ فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ He said, watch who you learn your deen from. Watch who you learn your deen from. I can never qualify someone who does not have the five main points that I mentioned as a person that you can learn from. We can never qualify a person who does not have any of these five as a person of ilm, not at all. We have someone in our masjid who likes to call himself student of knowledge. And Allah knows, I asked this person to read one of the surah that has only four ayat. Four ayat. He wants to be a student of knowledge. He wants to lead the salat. He wants to talk. And I said, okay, before you go to the member, let us read this surah that has four ayat. In this person, he made mistake in every rule of tajweed. Makharij, ahkam, mudud, every single one. But he thinks he's a scholar because he learned from YouTube or he learned from this. And this is az-zayghi ya ikhwati fillah. This is when you really lose your ground, when you start talking about the deen of Allah without ilm. And majority of the people who are self-taught, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, listen to this. Majority of the people who are self-taught, they will make aqidah, they will make mistake in aqidah, and they will definitely make mistakes in al-ahkam. And this deen, I will conclude with this statement. This deen, this ilm, is not for everyone. I'm not discouraging you, but it's not for everyone. The dean of University of Medina told me, he said every, and that was a long time ago, now they accept 4,000 students. He said, we take 1,500 students, we take 1,500 students from the West. From the West, whether with different nationalities. He said only 1% continue with their education in Islamic University of Medina. 1% out of 1,500 students, only 1% will finish the education. Why is that, ikhwati fillah? How come sisters and the brothers can go to medical school and they finish? They go to engineering school, they finish. They go to business school, they finish. They go to IT school, they finish. But none of the people who go overseas to study Islamic studies, they cannot finish. Why? Because this deen, this ilm is not for everyone. So if you are the quality, if you are what it takes, you will take the journey and then you will go as far as your ambition lies. But if you're not, then you will not. We will conclude here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all. Subhanahu wa ta'ala al-izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa jazakumullahu khairan ajma'een.
We thank Sheikh Saeed Al-Aghi for this very enlightening lecture, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the ajr al-hasanat, both for his time and for his effort, inshallah.